You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined on the telephone this morning by the CEO of the Calaveras Chamber of Commerce, Stacy Johnston. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, the Calaveras Chamber of Commerce is nothing but active, and last week the chamber held an employer success workshop, and then yesterday you held a breakfast that included guest speakers speaking about small businesses. It seems like the Calaveras Chamber of Commerce is really invested in the success of each of your business members.
Yes, you're 100% accurate in that statement. You know, the Calaveras County Chamber of Commerce sees the value in supporting our local business associations in their endeavors to support their community. You know, the chamber, in my view, is this umbrella organization, you know, that kind of, you know, wants to be involved in each community, and you know, we have great business associations, and they know best the communities in which they live, work, and play. And so the chamber needs to be that support organization to them and provide resources and services to help them in their mission. And so, you know, some of the things that we have worked on over the last 3 years has been to basically set that foundation for support. And with that was, you know, our Good Morning Calaveras breakfast. I believe we just held our fourth one. And, you know, that has been a great event every month, the first Wednesday morning of each month. And we invite a guest speaker to come in and speak, you know, on either business, community, government, issues that are facing, you know, our business community, our community as a whole, and how can we learn from these individuals. And then it offers opportunity for collaboration and networking, and people can be a little nugget of information.
And networking in Calaveras County is very important, as almost every business in Calaveras County is a small business. So the Calaveras Chamber of Commerce provides tools to help that business succeed.
We do, and you referenced to the planning for, you know, business success workshops. So the chamber is on a committee of individuals that make up this Accelerate Business in Calaveras, and it's a small committee of leadership throughout the county that, again, we identify key community, and then we provide workshop opportunities for our businesses to come and gain education or training or just, you know, information that will help to take them to the next level in their business or give them more confidence in their business. And again, you know, we provide these opportunities because we want our businesses to be successful. And these are free opportunities. It does not cost anybody anything to attend these workshops that we provide. And it's in collaboration with Small Business Development Center, with Destination Angels Camp, with Angels Camp Business Association, with the Calaveras Visitors Bureau, with Motherlode Job Training. And we hold these in Calaveras County. The last two have been here at the Calaveras Business Resource Center, where the chamber is housed. And we will probably offer them every 6 weeks or so, and again on a different topic that is a value to our business community.
Additionally, the Chamber of Commerce stays active in each community and hosts or supports various events, and you have a major event coming up next weekend on October 14th called Wines on Main in McCollumy Hill. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we are super excited about this year's Wines on Main event. It is a great little event that, I say little only because, you know, it's not thousands of people that attend. It's hundreds of people, and this year it's in McCollumy Hill. You know, we have vendors, wineries coming, food vendors coming, and it's $25 a person. It's from 3 to 6 on Saturday, October 14th. You can get tickets in McCollumy Hill at a number of businesses, Hotel Leger, McCollumy Hill Nuts, or you can get them right here at the Chamber. on our website, www.calaveras.org, or you can call the chamber office at 209-754-5400, and Sarah can help you out if you want to purchase them.
And a beautiful town, and the weather should be ideal as well. I know you also have the October Mixer coming up on October 19th, and you're going to hold that this month at the Calaveras Arts Council.
Yes.
In San Andreas.
That's absolutely right. So it's right here on Main Street, and that's, again, another collaborative effort here with our the local historical society, our Calaveras County Museum, and the Arts Council. So that will be on the 19th, 5:30 to 7 o'clock, and you have a great opportunity to come and see the beautiful art on display here at the Arts Council, then tour the museum. Our little museum here in San Andreas is just a hidden gem.
Is there a website for more information?
Yes, calaveras.org. And the mixer information is there, along with our Wines on Main information. Also, if anybody, you know, if we have wineries or food vendors that are interested in participating in our Wines on Main event, please contact us. We still have availability for some vendors, and we would love to have you.
And business owners and managers can also get in touch with you in regards to how you can help their specific business. Is there anything else before I let you go, Stacy?
You know, thank you again, Mark, for this opportunity. But yeah, we have a huge resource opportunity here in the Calaveras Business Resource Center with our business outreach specialist, Michelle Stevens, who is here with CalEd, with Motherlode Job Training that's here, with the Chamber that's here. We're all housed under one roof. And, you know, we also provide SBDC counseling, consulting. SCORE is also present here if needed, and we want to help you succeed in business, so please contact us.
She is Stacy Johnston, the CEO of the Calaveras Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, Mark, as always.